WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's rivalry matchup in Badger Small Action between the host Baraboo Thunderbirds and the visiting Reedsburg Beavers. I am Ben Bromley, ecstatic to be joined by Christy Fell tonight for this game of longtime conference rivals. We're happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS Network. Christy, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's always good to be in the house when Reedsburg is in the house. I talked to Mark Simon, their coach, a little bit before the game tonight. I said, in the past, it used to be if we were in Reedsburg, the Mark Simon House of Pain, we were in trouble. And if they were in Baraboo, they were in trouble. But boy, this year they sure have a superstar on their team in the Sydney Churney, and she is going to be tough to guard and tough to hold. She gets lots of points. She's hard to stop.
For certain. The Beavers come in with a 12-6 record. They are 6-4 in the Badger Small. Thunderbirds are 3-17, 2-8 in the Badger Small. As you may be able to hear down on the court, they are introducing the starting lineups. What do you know about those starting lineups, Christy?
I know every single name. I even got to pick the Reedsburg ones tonight.
All right, then. Let's do it.
I'm feeling a little bit powerful. Reedsburg starters, Bryn McConowitz is a 5'8" senior. Addison Meister is a 5'5" junior. Maddie Casey is a 5'5" junior. Naomi Benish is a 5'8" junior. I haven't given any point totals thus far. Sydney Churney is a 5'9" senior that averages almost 35 points a game. I don't think anybody else scores on that team.
Well, we're about to find out.
For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Maddie Gilbert, 5'10" sophomore. Deja White, a 6'2" senior. Bianca Brown, a 5'8" senior. Katie Funmaker, a 5'3" junior. And Caitlin Frank, a 5'8" senior who averages about 19 points a game. I just have to make sure, Ben, that Katie Funmaker is in. She is.
She is in the starting lineup.
They were
good to
concerned
see her back.
About that. She's had some concussion issues and has had to follow the concussion protocol. And it was iffy today whether or not she would start. But she's there, and we're happy to have her back.
So these two teams did meet early in the season with the Beavers winning 64-28 at Reedsburg. We are ready for the tip. Deja White tips it into the hands of Cadence Funmaker, and we are underway. Reedsburg comes out man-to-man defensively. Cadence Funmaker on the drive into traffic. No good. Shot attempt, but a rebound by Deja White. She kicks it out. There's Caitlin Frank from the right wing. A little strong off the back iron. No good. And, oh, another offensive reload.
Nice.
Deja White with two offensive rebounds on the very first possession. Baraboo looking to work it around, but there's a pass out of bounds. Caitlin Frank was looking for Funmaker.
Boy, and that was going to be one of my talking points of the game was Deja White's ability to get rebounds when we need them. She already has two on the charts, and in our first possession, I like that.
Reedsburg walking it up. Thunderbirds also playing man-to-man defensively. That's Churney bringing it up. Now she gives it up. They get it back to her. Looking to drive. Behind the back dribble. Kicks it back out to her teammate, Naomi Benish. They swing it around to Addie Meister. Long range attempt, no good. It's off Churney's hands, out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Reedsburg has quick outside shooting, and it's one of the things that got us in trouble when we played them earlier in the season. We didn't cover their outside shooters, and we got in trouble.
Reedsburg comes out showing full court pressure on the inbound. Maddie Gilbert drives through it up the left sideline, hands it to Funmaker, and the T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. No score here, just underway at Baraboo High School. Thunderbirds working the ball offensively. Caitlin Frank's going to hand it to Funmaker. A Baraboo operating patiently offensively, but now Funmaker's going to fire for three. No good. Cherney with the rebound. In addition to being a prolific scorer, she's an outstanding rebounder. And there's a nice pass up court. Maddie Casey can't finish at the other end. Baraboo comes away with the loose ball. Caitlin Frank on the drive. Kicks it out, but it's over. Funmaker's head. Those two are having a hard time connecting here in the early going.
Yeah, as you said before, Sydney Cherney is a duo threat with both of her shooting talent and her rebounding talent.
We saw she just pulled down her 1,000th rebound in their previous game, a loss to Edgewood on Tuesday. And there's Cherney from the right wing for three, bouncing around the rim, no good. And it's going to be off Leah Hess. Out of bounds, Reedsburg will keep it. Or Bianca Brown, I should say. So, yeah, how about that? When you have a 2,000-point scoring career and a 1,000-point or 1,000 rebound career, that's something else. And there's Cherney taking the inbound, firing for three, short. Offensive rebound, though, and a putback is going to rattle in. That was Naomi Benish scoring the game's first basket. So Cherney misses a couple of triples, but the Beavers still come away with points. 16 minutes to go, first half. It's Reedsburg 2, Baraboo 0. Cadence Funmaker looking for Deja White. Can't find her, but Bianca Brown comes away with the rebound, or with their loose ball. Good to have the Browns back in the lineup.
It sure is.
Here's Caitlin Frank on a drive, a little too strong, but there's another offensive rebound. That's Maddie Gilbert. She's going to put it up. 16-foot jumper is good.
She hesitated just a little bit, and then she realized, gosh, I'm wide open for multiple seconds. I'm taking it.
Gilbert with the first basket for the Thunderbirds. We're all tied up at two. Deja White tips away a
excellent
pass.
Excellent defense by Deja White.
She's in the passing lane, knocking it out of bounds. Reedsburg will keep it, inbounding from the baseline. Inbound comes in to Meister, out at the Thunderbird logo. And her pass is intercepted. That's Cadence Funmaker. T-Birds have been active defensively, looking to capitalize here. Fire cross court to left wing to Caitlin Frank. She's looking to drive. Picks it up, gets it out to Gilbert. Gilbert down on the dribble, hands to Frank, left wing. Now Frank looking to drive, into traffic, into contact. Her shot attempt is no good, but she draws the foul on Addie Meister.
Addie Meister picks up her first foul, first team foul for the Reedsburg Beavers. And Caitlin Frank is going to head to the line.
Caitlin Frank is the Thunderbirds' leading scorer, coming in at 18-plus points a game. First one's in the air and no good.
You know, and she's about a 64% shooter from the line. So that means that she's going to make the next one.
There you go. Law of averages.
I'm just saying.
Quick substitution for the Thunderbirds. We've got Leah Hess coming in for Bianca Brown. And Frank's second attempt, no good, out of bounds to the Beavers. Well, now Caitlin's due to make her next couple. Next three, even.
No, I like what's going on so far. We're saying no.
Cherney gives to Meister for a three ball. Right corner, no good. Deja White's got the rebound.
Just in case you need to know, Cherney leads an assist, too.
Of course. She does it all. We're all tied at two. Thunderbirds looking for their first lead. Funmaker gets it out to Hess. She's going to hand to Frank. Outside the arc. They find Hess at the free throw line. She's going to stop and pop. A foot inside the line. No good. Rebound to the Beavers. Hand to Cherney. Here comes Reedsburg. Cherney, nice pass. Firing to the left block. There she finds Maddie Casey for two.
Textbook Reedsburg basketball.
Moving up court. Finding an open teammate in the lane. That's good work by the Beavers. Reedsburg attempting a bit of a trap on the perimeter. Setting up some double teams. So far, Baraboo's been able to pass out of it. Now they find an open shooter. Frank's going to fake the shot, drive, and hit from the baseline. 12 feet out. Caitlin Frank, Thunderbird's leading scorer, is on the board, and we're tied at four. Cherney's going to fire beyond the arc. She's 0 for 3 from out there in the early going. T-Birds need to take advantage before she gets hot, because that is inevitably coming.
Once she gets hot, could be trouble.
And the Thunderbird student section apparently not learning from its lesson last night when they chanted overrated at Josh Manchester. They're doing the same thing to Sydney Cherney, and you're just poking the bear.
Well, you know what? They're in camo tonight, so maybe nobody sees them.
Deja White's going to the line. She's drawing a foul. She's going to shoot a pair.
Foul goes on Makanowitz, her first team two for Reedsburg.
And the T-Birds have hit their first free throw.
And say it, Bren. The T-Birds are leading.
Are in the
Reedsburg
lead.
Beavers 5-4. We're taking that. Let's make it six, Deja.
The T-Bird, 6'2", center, is on the board. Her second attempt, though, is no good. Rebound comes away to Mykonowicz. And the Beavers looking to get that lead back. Cherney's going to fire a three from the left wing. Misses again, front iron. 0 for 4. Oh, but a pass up court is stolen by Cherney. She's looking to drive into traffic. Draws the contact on Leah Hess, and she's going to head to the line for two. We talked about the Beavers coming off their defeat. They lost 74-46 to Edgewood on Tuesday, and that's when Cherney racked up her 1,000th rebound. The T-Bird girls, their previous game was a 63-30 loss at McFarland on Tuesday. Cherney sinks the first. We're all tied at five. And she is officially on the board. Second is in the air. That's good as well. And the Beavers have a 6-5 lead.
Madison Edgewood has been the only team that's been able to contain Cherney with respect to scoring points. She doesn't get her average when she goes to Madison Edgewood. She only gets in the 20s.
Now, and Edgewood did a good job containing Tegan Mullaney, too, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
A couple of high-flying scorers here in the Badger Small this year. Here's a pass cross-court off the hands of Funmaker. She's able to grab it. Funmaker finds Deja White on the right block. Now she kicks it back out. It's going to be out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Although that stat makes me giggle because the first time they played Madison Edgewood, they had 27 points. I mean 34 points. 27 of the 34 were made by...
That is the very definition of a one-man gang.
You're no kidding.
Baraboo inbounds. Looking to get back on top here, trailing by a point in the early going. There's a ball, traveling call, I should say. Turnover, Thunderbirds. That's a nice signage waiting for us here at Baraboo High School. Christy Feld's spot is marked hardest worker at the Chamber of Commerce. And there's Sydney Cherney popping her first three from the left wing.
They obviously don't know me. I made that three very small because I think that's going to open up the floodgates for Sydney.
9-5 Beavers. She missed her first four attempts from beyond the arc. Hits there. T-Birds look to answer. Funmaker with a post move. And the left block, no good, but she scoops up a loose ball and feeds Deja White for two on the right block.
Deja White was in the perfect spot. Put it right up for two.
9-7, Reedsburg leads Baraboo. 12 minutes to go, first half. Here's a three ball from the left corner for Reedsburg. That's off the iron, no good, but there's Cherney with the rebound. And her pass attempt is tipped away, out of bounds.
You're watching Cherney get a little bit more aggressive as the game goes on.
Deja White is going to check out, as does Leah Hess.
You know, you talk about a kid like Cherney and to only have three. Hang on just one second.
There's an inbound three ball from the right corner. That's no good for Meister. Bianca Brown's got the rebound.
5 points in the first 9 minutes is exceptional.
And there's a three-point look on the other end. No good for Funmaker. Reedsburg's got the rebound. Recently entering the game was Hayden Purifoy. She replaced Maddie Casey. And there's a shot that draws nothing for the Beavers.
Nice. Peyton Stelzer in there picking up the rebound.
Coming away with the rebound slash loose ball. Gets it to Frank. Frank now looking to operate in the lane. Left side, no good. Mykonowicz has got it and gets it to Cherney, who's looking to push. Reesburg moving to our right as we look at the court. Frank nearly tips it away from behind, but Cherney gets all the way to the rim for two. And just like that, she's got seven. 11-7 Reesburg, 11 minutes to go, first half. We're going to get a timeout on the floor.
Let me give you a little bit of statistics on her. Okay,
let's do it. And
because I seriously think 9 minutes into the game and her having 7 points is okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, last year she led the state in point totals, scoring 30 or more points in 15 games. This year she's third in the state. She's already popped in 30 points in 16 of 18 games. I mean, that's a pretty decent record.
No doubt. She was the Badger West last year, Conference Player of the Year.
She's already broken her own single-game scoring record, dropping 52 points against Stoughton.
How about that?
Holy smokes. But you know what? Stoughton got them and beat them.
How about that?
They changed it up.
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
Yep, they changed it up, and they were able to beat Reedsburg the last time they met.
And Cherney's headed to Grand Valley State to play basketball next year.
I had to look that up today, Ben, because I didn't know where Grand Valley State was.
All right, what did you learn?
I learned that it's a suburb of... What did I learn? Grand Rapids.
Oh, there we go.
376 miles from Reedsburg, unless you take the ferry. And then it's a little bit shorter because you don't have mileage when you cross the lake.
Or a jet pack if you happen to have one.
You could do a jet pack as well. Yes, indeed. I also learned what what was it? What did I ask you about? An exurb?
Oh, an exurb.
Exurb.
Yes. So that's like a suburb of a suburb.
Yeah. And then a boomberg. I got down a rabbit hole. It was hard.
Baraboo inbounds, looking to set up their offense. They trail by 4, 11 minutes to go first half. They find Bianca Brown on the right block, kicks it out. Stelzer's going to fire for 3. Off the rim, no good. Reedsburg comes away with the rebound. Cherney's got it, looking to push. Funmaker spots it from behind, but Purifoy grabs the loose ball. Reedsburg will reload its half-court offense.
Did I mention that I'm enjoying Katie Funmaker being back in the mix?
It is good to see her back out there. Here's another three-point look. That's McConowitz. No good. Beavers have been cold from beyond the arc. Just one hit so far. Caitlin Frank picks up her dribble, finds Stelzer. Stelzer finds Funmaker on the baseline. Back out to Stelzer, right wing. Looking to feed Brown. Couldn't quite handle it. Going to get it to Gilbert, who's going to dribble it out. Madeline Gilbert, one of the T-Birds' top three-point threats. She loves that spot on the left wing.
She does. I think she has an X mark right there.
She hands it to Frank. Frank looking to dribble drive.
In fluorescent
kicks it
duct
out, and
tape.
There it is. Gilbert, left wing, just a little long off the rim. No good. Cherney's got the rebound. I should say McConowitz has got the rebound. Here comes Purifoy. Into the right corner for Benish for 3. Rebound no good, but Purifoy. Offensive reload. There's a jumper off the glass. No good. Cherney now with a rebound in the paint. Scores and draws a foul.
And right there is what makes her special. An off-balance shot picks up an and one.
Baraboo giving the Beavers too many chances on the offensive end.
Bianca Brown picks up her first, second team.
And she promptly checks out, replaced by Leah Hess.
My friend Jim Landkamp, the smartest guy in Baraboo, because he gave me the hardest worker at the Chamber of Commerce.
Ta-da, we've got confirmation. If only this were a more visual medium, you know, we could. If we had a sideline camera, we could show people. Cherney completes the three-point play with the free throw, and the Beavers now lead by 7.
He just hasn't made it past the front desk.
Reedsburg on a run now. Baraboo briefly held the lead, and now trail by 7. Caitlin Frank finds Stelzer, fakes the 3, looking to drive. Picks up a dribble and ball pops away. Reedsburg got it, and that's a run-out opportunity. Layup no good, but there's guess who? Cherney with the rebound. Maddie Casey misses the layup. Cherney grabs the offensive rebound and scores. Reedsburg leads by 9. 9 minutes to go,
whoa,
first half. Maddie Gilbert's out there on the right wing. Left-hand dribble. She's going to stop and pop for 3. Off the rim, no good. Both teams ice cold from beyond the arc to start. And Cherney's got the rebound, and she is bumped. That's going to be an unfortunate foul on Caden's Funmaker. Just two players kind of getting tangled up.
That's right. Katie fell on the ground and tripped her up. Katie Funmaker picks up her first third-team foul for the Thunderbirds. This is a little different than when we played them previously. Deja White had 4 fouls by the end of the first half.
White is currently on the bench. She's getting looked at, actually, getting a little attention off the bench. There's a three-point attempt, no good for the Beavers.
She had a little ankle injury earlier, or at the end of January, excuse me.
Frank on the drive, left-hand layup is good off the glass. Caitlin Frank has 4.
I was going to say earlier in the month, but the month is new.
Right. Cherney looking to drive on Frank. She's shut down, but there's another three-point look from the corner for Benish. That one is good. Beavers take a 10-point lead. Deja White, the Thunderbird center, getting looked at by the trainer over next to the bench. Thunderbirds could definitely use her help on the boards. Baraboo looking to eat into a 10-point deficit. They find Stelzer. She's going to fire for 3 from the right corner. That's too long. Rebound to Purifoy. Oh. 2-on-1 opportunity for Reedsburg. Purifoy is going to look to find Cherney. Caitlin Frank got a piece of it. Cherney grabs it and is hacked. I think they got Stelzer.
I think they got Stelzer as well. Purifoy, I thought, was going to go in for the score, and she very quickly passed it off. That was kind of a nice pass. Peyton Stelzer picks up her first team 4 for the Thunderbirds. Cherney at the line.
Free throw is good. She's well into double digits already here in the first half.
I'm making my numbers as small as I can. That's 0.13, but I'm in a little trouble.
Funmaker checks out. She's replaced by freshman Taylor Spurl as Turney sinks the second free throw. And Spurl's going to run the offense. She's firing it up court for Caitlin Frank. Frank is trapped. Spurl comes away with the loose ball, as she so often does. She's getting double-teamed out at midcourt and draws a foul. And they're going to get Purifoy for this one. They are indeed.
Yeah, boy, she's tenacious on defense, too.
Yeah, it's like having their Cadence Funmaker.
I think it is.
Match those two up. That could be trouble. Hey, Mykonowicz checks back in for the Beavers. She is replacing Benish.
JV action tonight. Baraboo won 49-17. They are 16-3.
How about that? Promise. And that's despite having a couple of freshmen and sophomores pulled up to varsity.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
Speaking of freshmen, Spurl inbounds. Finds Gilbert. Thunderbirds are down 21-9. 7.5 minutes to go, first half. Stelzer is going to fire. 17-foot jumper. A little long, no good. Reedsburg comes away with the rebound. That's Cherney. Point guard is also their leading rebounder. Finds Purifoy in the corner for three. It's in the air, no good. Off the back iron. Mykonowicz with an offensive rebound. Reedsburg working it around. Cherney from the corner for three. You bet.
There we go. Her second three of the night.
Beavers offense operating crisply, and they lead by 15. Coach Michael Bale wants a timeout for the Thunderbirds. 30-second timeout. That gives us a chance to remind you that our broadcasts of Baraboo High School Athletics are brought to you by these sponsors. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. So far, it sounds like we've got the Baraboo student section taunting whatever is what you would call the Reedsburg student section. Doesn't seem like it's a big crew. A modest showing.
And I have to say, I live in the past, you know. In the past, that Reedsburg section would have
been that gym
filled to the brim.
For sure. Well, maybe it's because everyone's home watching and listening to us.
I'm sure that's what it is, because the Reedsburg Beaver fans love
fault.
Us. That, you know, their guys are right
they
across.
Do have their own broadcast.
Yes, indeed.
Baraboo inbounds. Looking for a spark here, trailing by 15. Past the midway point of the first half. And Spurl's pass for Hess is intercepted. Mykonowicz grabbed it, got it to Cherney. Run out opportunity. Purifoy is going to dribble it back out. Now she looks to penetrate. Gets into the lane. Gives to Cherney on the baseline. Cherney's pass is tipped and intercepted. Taylor Spurl comes away with it.
Boy, that Purifoy is a freshman.
A couple of freshmen matched up here on the perimeter as Purifoy guards Spurl. Spurl finds Maddie Gilbert on the right wing. Thunderbirds working it around. Thunderbirds had a couple leads in the early going, one-point leads. But Reedsburg has been on a run. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire for three from the right wing. A little short, no good. And it's going to be off the Thunderbirds. Reedsburg basketball. Funmaker's going to check back in and replace Gilbert.
I have grown to love watching Taylor Spurl. When you talk about somebody who, I mean, she's kind of all over the court, too.
She's another feisty one.
She is. Feisty is good.
Then Maddie Gilbert's off to a slow start. She's had a couple of open looks at three. Hasn't seen one go down yet. She's going to have a seat here. And there, speaking of open threes, that's Addie Meister hitting from the right corner. Beavers started out cool from beyond the arc, but they are heating up. Under 6 minutes to play, it's 27-9, Beavers. Stelzer finds Hess on the right block. Ball nearly knocked away. Now Funmaker's going to shoot a long two off the backboard and good. The bank is open on Friday night. Extended hours brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Funmaker's got her first basket. And the Beavers travel. Turnover on the other end.
I loved watching Katie Funmaker shoot that basket. It was like, you know what? Nobody to pass to. I might as well put it up.
Well, first of all, like that 18-foot shot is the least efficient shot in the game, but if it goes in, it goes in.
I'm going to take that.
Off the backboard to boot. So looking to capitalize on a Reedsburg turnover. Baraboo now on offense. Stelzer gets it to Cadence Funmaker out on the right wing beyond the arc. She's double-teamed at the top of the key. Finds Stelzer. Stelzer looking to stop and pop. 7 feet off the rim. Backboard, no good. Good look, didn't go down. Cherney comes away with the rebound. Looking to run. Now she'll kick it out. And there's Mykonowicz, right wing for three. Too long. No good. Purifoy taps it out. Mykonowicz gets the rebound. Her shot attempt is no good, but she is fouled by Funmaker.
Boy, and the ref doesn't have to call that. You can see that right on Katie Funmaker's face.
For sure.
That is her second foul. Team five for the Thunderbirds.
Looks like they're going to send Bianca Brown in for her in a second after Mykonowicz shoots her first free throw. She's still looking to get her first scratch of the evening, and there it is. Oh, I take it back. Bianca Brown's going to replace Leah Hess. Coach Bale's going to ride with Katie Funmaker and her two fouls.
I looked at Mykonowicz's name, and Mark Simon had to practice with me a few times to make sure I could say it correctly. I'm like, really?
Well, we thank him for giving
Thanks
you the time.
A lot.
And speaking of the bank being open, there's another. Maybe that's a Reedsburg State Bank special. That one banks in. The free throw from Mykonowicz is good. She has two, and it's 29-11. Baraboo working it around. Caitlin Frank near the top of the key.
We have a Baraboo State Bank in Reedsburg. We'll take that.
And there's Caitlin Frank, top of the key. That's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Caitlin Frank with her first triple from the top of the key. She has seven. And it's a 15-point game.
2,009 points. Hey, I mean, 1,009 points, excuse me.
Right, just keep counting. And Cherney looks to answer, left corner. That's off the front iron, no good. Brown comes away with the rebound, gets it to Funmaker. Funmaker looks to push. She's going to stop and pop again, 18 feet. No good. Rebound, Mykonowicz. Cherney now dribbling across the timeline. Reedsburg waits no time, getting up the floor and firing away. There's a three-point shot from the left corner that is good. Addie Meister has her second triple, and you can't turn your back on these Beavers.
You can't. You have to guard them all the time.
Under 4 minutes to go, first half.
Open, and they're going to take it without hesitation.
Funmaker finds Spurl for three. Too long. Into the hands of Mykonowicz. Gets it to Cherney. Baraboo needs to try to stop the ball when Cherney's rocking and rolling. And there they tie her up. Caitlin Frank comes away with a loose ball. It's a turnover. She's looking for Taylor Spurl. She wants to drive all the way to the hoop. No good. Offensive rebound by Bianca Brown. Her shot is blocked by Mykonowicz. Cherney comes away with the rebound for Reedsburg. She's going to stop and pop from the left wing. Three-point attempt no good, but there's an offensive rebound. They get it into the lane, into Mykonowicz. Nice work by Caitlin Frank, forcing a jump ball.
Wow, great defense by Caitlin Frank.
Ball will stay with the Beavers. Couple of subs coming in for the Thunderbirds. Maddie Gilbert and Leah Hess enter, replacing Peyton Stelzer and Bianca Brown. And for the Beavers, they bring Maddie Casey back in, replacing Purifoy, Hayden Purifoy. Reedsburg, oh my lord, inbounding under their basket. Baraboo didn't have anybody under the hoop. That's a quick, easy one for Bryn Mykonowicz. Ay, ay, ay.
That's Norwegian oofta.
20-point lead for the Beavers. 3 minutes to go, first half. Caitlin Frank getting all the way to the hoop.
Hey, nice.
She kisses it in for a pair. Caitlin Frank's had an excellent first half. That's 9 points. Reedsburg now on the drive. Once that's Addie Meister. We've seen her do damage from beyond the arc. There she pops in a dribble drive for two.
She's got 8 points tonight.
Back up to a 20-point lead for
the
Beavers.
Nice pass.
There's a nice feed. Funmaker finds Maddie Gilbert.
That would be our play of the first half, I think. What a beautiful pass, and Maddie Gilbert put it up for two.
And we usually see Maddie do a lot of damage from beyond the arc. She's got a pair of two-point baskets here in the first half. And there's Cherney looking to fire for three from the left wing. That's good. 39-18, Reedsburg. Caitlin Frank driving to the hole. Shot attempt no good, but draws a foul.
Okay, I'm out of room for Sydney Cherney. I made my numbers as small as I could. She has 20 in the first half, and we're going to have to tell her to keep it there.
Oof.
Meister picks up her second foul. Excuse me.
She's doing her even more than her usual level of damage. Frank sinks the first free throw. She's into double digits for Baraboo.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe I jinxed it by saying I was happy with our progress when there was 11 minutes in the first half.
The classic announcer jinx. Second
yes,
free
indeed.
Throw is no good. Loose ball comes away to Cherney.
It's all right. Canal had a few of those last night, so we're okay.
Cherney driving into contact. He's going to draw a foul here on Frank. I think Coach Bale is going to talk about who initiated that contact with the official. Having a chat.
Caitlin Frank picks up her first, number six for team foul.
Cherney heads to the line, sinks her first.
I just said I'm out of space here.
Sub coming in, that is Holly McCormick. She's going to come in and replace Addie Meister.
I'm going to take this headset off just for a minute to yell it out, see if I get kicked out of the game.
Second attempt also good for Cherney. 41-19. And the Beavers come out showing three-quarter court pressure. They immediately force a turnover and a double team. They find Benish for a short jumper. No good, but they've got four Beavers in the lane. Where are all the T-Birds? Somehow Funmaker comes away with it. Kicks it up court to Caitlin Frank, who scores off the backboard on a layup for two.
If you would have seen the look of determination on Katie Funmaker's face, you would have known that that was going to connect.
20-point game. Cherney looking to penetrate. Now she's getting tied up by a pair of T-Birds. They work it around, though, for an open three left corner. No good. Caitlin Frank had the rebound. Now it's in the hands of Funmaker. She wants to push. Kicks it out to Frank. Frank now on the drive. Left-hand floater. No good, but Maddie Gilbert's there for the rebound. She kicks it out to Funmaker. Right wing, three-point look. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Oh, that's the second play of the game.
Caitlin's Funmaker with her first triple, and it's 41-24. 1 minute left.
I've never seen a ball move through that hoop that fast.
Reedsburg now working it around. We're under a minute to go. And we got a kick ball here. That's going to stay with Reedsburg. Substitution for Reedsburg. Addie Meister checks back in, replacing Molly McCormick. Beavers will inbound from the baseline.
So were they checking over Deja's ankle?
I couldn't tell. That's a great question.
Okay.
They find Bakanowicz. Ooh, her pass is nearly stolen away by Frank. Cherney comes away with it. Now working up court, driving into traffic. I think she's fouled by Frank on her way into the lane.
I think that was a little push from behind.
Purfoy pops up to check in.
Sure, though, that stops anything when you're stopping Sydney Cherney. You know, she'd either make the two-point basket or she's going to put in two free throws. She's 100% at the line. Is that jinx enough?
Hey, there you go. Purfoy checks in, checks out, replaced by Meister. I said the other way around.
Hey, yes,
checks
it is.
In for Meister, and there it is. Sure thing.
Double jinx.
Cherney misses the free throw thanks to Christy Feld's announcer jinx, and Baraboo's got the ball, but promptly dribbles it off its foot. Taylor Spurl will turn over for the Thunderbirds. It'll be Reedsburg ball again. 33 seconds left.
The green one or the orange one?
Indeed. That's going to be a timeout, Reedsburg. That gives us a chance to talk about the other varsity action coming up here in Baraboo High School Sports. Girls hockey is they're going to be at Black River Falls on Saturday. The Lightning will be at Viroqua on Tuesday. A couple of road trips after they were in Madison last night. Boys hockey, they're hosting Stevens Point Pacelli as we speak, and they will be hosting Reedsburg on Tuesday. Boys basketball will next be in action at McFarland on Tuesday. Then they'll have a home game against these Reedsburg Beavers on Friday. Join John Gunnell and I here on 99.7 Max FM and on NFHS for that matchup. The boys swimming team has its conference meet at Sauk Prairie tomorrow. Wrestling team also has its conference meet. That's at Wanakee tomorrow. So we're getting to that point in the spring sports season, Christy. Conference meets already.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm told the halftime entertainment is going to be something to see. I think it's the boys swimming team against, let's see, last night it was the boys hockey team against the girls basketball team. And I think tonight it's swimming against hockey or something like that. And there's an inbound pass. They find a wide open Hayden Purifoy under the hoop.
Boy, their last two inbound passes have been simple.
Baraboo looking to answer. Gilbert, left wing, three-point look. No good. Cherney comes away with the rebound. 17 seconds left. She drives all the way down the right block.
Four on one.
Triple teamed and travels. Turnover Reedsburg with 10 seconds left.
All right.
The Beavers continue to apply full court pressure on the inbounds. They forced some Baraboo turnovers this way, and there's another one. Ball gets away from Spurl. Purifoy's got it. She's going to fire a long three from the left wing. No good, but somehow wide open under the basket is Maddie Casey, but her putback is no good.
Yeah, but even more somehow she missed.
Somebody cue Yakety Sacks as we end the first half. Some wild action. But your final, your halftime score, I should say, is Reedsburg 43, Baraboo 24. A spirited first half. Obviously, Sydney Cherney, the story. We're going to talk about the halftime, or first half statistics in just a moment here as Christy does her math. The Beavers come in at 12-6, 6-4 in the Badgers small. They're off to a great start here tonight. We'll be back with some statistics from the first half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Explain to me again why we're sleeping on the ground.
Because we're thramping. Thrift camping, it's saving us money and getting us closer to nature.
But we don't need to thramp. I just combined our home and auto insurance with our State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Superstore. Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore. Just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's ficachurch.org.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. We are at halftime where the Beavers lead the Thunderbirds 43-24. On the court below us, we have the swim team against, who are they taking on here, wrestling?
They're taking on wrestling. It's Baraboo's top athletes, wrestling, according to the announcer, and they have not made one
swimming
basket.
Yes, not ball players. But we will talk about some ball players as Christy Feld has our first half statistics.
I want you to know that
the there's a three ball from the swimmers.
Okay, well, it's better than it was before. They slid, literally. I think they thought they were swimming. He was prone on the court. And, oh, my gosh, what a giggle. All right, some statistics. I need to do my work here and quit laughing at those boys. Hayden Purifoy has 2 points for the Reedsburg Beavers. Bryn Mikanovitz has 4 points. She's 100% from the free throw line at 2 for 2. Addison Meister has 8 points. She popped in 2 3-point baskets. Maddie Casey has 2 points, and Naomi Benish has 5 points. And, of course, they're being led by Sydney Cherney, who has 22 points. She was 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, and I took out my calculator to tell you that was 85.7%, and I rounded it to 86%.
Nice work.
I want to be able to keep up with Gunnell. Free Baraboo Thunderbirds. they're led by Caitlin Frank, who has 12 points. She's 25% from the free throw line, has made 1 out of 4. So we got to get her to connect her free throws. Katie Funmaker has 5 points. Maddie Gilbert has 4. And Deja White has 3. We did not see Deja White for a significant amount of the first half, so I don't know if there's something going on or what.
We'll see if we see her. The teams have not yet come out of the locker room. So no surprise, Christy, with the team's leading scorers coming in, leading in the first half. Caitlin Frank for the Thunderbirds and Sydney Cherney for Reedsburg.
Right, that's exactly how it usually rolls with both of our teams. Sydney Cherney, of course, is going to be tough to guard in the second half.
We'll be back with that second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 32 degrees.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
165 years. Generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. Once again, I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. Happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Video Streaming Network. We are under a minute to go before the start of the second half, where your halftime score is the Reedsburg Beavers 43, Baraboo Thunderbirds 24. Reedsburg comes in at 12-6, 6-4 in the Badger Small. Thunderbirds come in at 3-17, 2-8 in the Badger Small. And Christy, with no surprise, we knew that Reedsburg star Sydney Cherney would be a big factor, and she certainly has been, scoring nearly half of the Reedsburg points.
Yeah, and you know, when you have to defend against her, even the most seasoned veteran at varsity action has a hard time defending her. I was reading an article in the paper today about Tegan Maloney having a hard time guarding Sydney Cherney. It's not just us. You know, I want to put that out there. And you know what? I've seen some good things tonight. We've had some nice rebounds. It's been awesome to have Katie Funmaker back in the mix. We've had some sharp passes. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. Cherney's just tough to play against.
For sure. And for the Thunderbirds, their leading scorer, Caitlin Frank, had a strong first half with a dozen points. Reedsburg, or actually, Baraboo inbounds from the sideline. They'll start the second half with an opportunity to get off to a solid start with a bucket here to open the second half. Caitlin Frank hands to Caden's Funmaker out at the Thunderbird logo.
And we're still playing without Deja White, and I think that's significant as well.
It is indeed. The Thunderbird's 6'2" center, leading rebounder out of the lineup. There's Maddie Gilbert with a drive left baseline. No good. Cherney comes away with the rebound. On the dribble, kicks it out to Mykonowicz. Cross-corner pass. She finds Benish. Benish over to Meister. Meister's going to dribble it out on the baseline. Finds Cherney. Slicing into the lane. She's tied up, but kicks it out. Mykonowicz for three. No good. Rebound, though, to Casey.
Nice defense.
She finds Benish, who is fouled in the act of shooting. And there you go. The Thunderbirds obviously struggling to grab a rebound there. That's where you miss Deja White.
Exactly.
She's 6'2", comes in averaging nearly 10 rebounds a game, but we see her on the bench. She's not on the court. First free throw attempt from Benish misses. Deja was getting some attention in the first half with the training staff. She's still in uniform, but sitting on the bench. Second attempt coming from Naomi Benish is good. So she has six, and it's a 20-point lead for the Beavers. Caden's Funmaker dribbling through traffic. She's going to go all the way. Right-hand layup, just a little strong. Nice rebound by Leah Hess. Put back, no good. Cherney's got the rebound. And she's looking to run. Fires up court. Nice pass to Benish. Layup attempt, no good. Put back, no good. Ball is loose, knocked out of bounds by Baraboo. Reedsburg will keep it on the far end where they'll inbound under their own hoop from the baseline. Cherney can't handle the loose ball, but the Beavers keep it, and they find Mykonowicz. There's a layup.
6 points for Mykonowicz tonight.
Reedsburg leads 46-24. 16 minutes to go, 16 and a half. Caitlin Frank on the dribble for the Thunderbirds. Looking for her first tally of the second half. She finds Peyton Stelzer, right wing, over to Funmaker in the corner. Funmaker now looking to drive. Swings it into the lane. Nice pass. Leah Hess. Oh, she kisses it in off the glass. That's Leah Hess's first bucket of the ball game.
Boy, and I love it when we see Leah Hess in the scoring column.
Some points in the paint for the Thunderbirds. Speaking of points in the paint, there's points in the paint. There's Cherney driving left side and kissing in a right-handed flip for two. Funmaker picks up her dribble at the logo. Finds Gilbert, left wing.
Nice pass.
Looking dish. Funmaker to Gilbert near the right block. The lefty kisses it in and off the glass.
Forgive me for chiming that in, but that was just beautiful.
Maddie Gilbert's up to 6 points. It's a 20-point game.
Did I mention I like Funmaker being back in the mix?
You sure do. She's working hard on the defensive end. Speaking of good defense, that's Peyton Stelzer with a block. Blocked the attempt of Maddie Casey. Subsequent action results in a loose ball. Caitlin Frank's got it. She's driving on Cherney. Finds Funmaker in the lane. She's going to kick it out to Gilbert, who finds Stelzer. Top of the key. Three ball. Off the rim and no good. Cherney's got the rebound.
Cherney was up over the top of Caitlin or Katie Frank.
And Cherney looking to go coast to coast. She is blocked by Stelzer, but there's another putback. That's Casey. So once again,
Katie Funmaker.
Thunderbirds defense holds up, but then they give up an offensive rebound, and the Beavers score on a second chance opportunity. Caitlin Frank is triple teamed in the lane. And they're going to call it a jump ball. It'll go to the Beavers. We're going to see Hayden Purfoy check back in for Reesburg. She's going to get Casey, who will take a seat. Baraboo continues to play man-to-man defensively. Both teams have been. Cherney looking to dribble and penetrate. Nice pass in the traffic to Mykonowicz. My, oh my. Nice dish and finish for the Beavers. Cherney able to split the double team. She sees so many of those, of course. She gets plenty of practice.
Absolutely.
Passing out of double teams and setting up her teammates. There's Caitlin Frank with a three look. No good, right wing. Purifoy's got the rebound. Swing cross-court pass for a three-point look from the left corner. No good for the Beavers. Stelzer has the rebound. Oh! Hands to Funmaker as she falls out of bounds. Oh, boy. T-Birds are having all kinds of trouble, and they step on the end line there. Couldn't get away.
That would have been quite the cartoon, the look on Peyton Stelzer's face as she was falling backwards and trying to get rid of that ball at the same time.
Please take this basketball. And on the inbounds pass, we've got an offensive foul.
Hey, we'll take that because they've been having a lot of success with their inbounds pass.
Bryn Mykonowicz called for that foul.
She will pick up her second.
Turnover to the Thunderbirds. Funmaker is across the timeline. Kicks it out to Gilbert. Favorite spot. Left wing. Three ball. No good. And it's going to be off of Reedsburg. Baraboo will keep it. Madeline Gilbert hasn't been able to get untracked, even from her favorite spot on the left wing.
Not yet.
She has done some damage inside the arc. She's got 6 points.
She's had some beautiful passes, and she's capitalized.
Speaking of beautiful passes, Funmaker sets up Caitlin Frank on the right block. She can't finish. Cherney comes away with the loose ball. Looking to drive. She finds Mykonowicz. The shot might have been blocked. Cherney, though, gets the rebound and a putback. Yet again, another offensive second-chance opportunity for the Beavers.
Yeah, and it's Cherney all over the court and in the right place at the right time, which is her MO.
There's a pass to Stelzer. Left
beautiful.
Block. Beautiful. A little turnaround J for the sophomore, Peyton Stelzer, for her first bucket. That's the kind of sight that makes you feel good about the future for the Thunderbirds.
Oh, it does.
Cherney fires a long three, graze the rim, and out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Boy, and you talk about that future, Ben. I got a chance to sit down right next to Heilman and Bale tonight and watch the JV play. We have a lot of potential coming up in the next couple of years. It's fun.
Well, speaking of that very thing, freshman Taylor Spurl has checked back in, as has Bianca Brown. Loose ball, Spurl grabs it,
nice.
Fires it back inbounds. Thunderbirds are going to keep it.
Almost like that was a planned play. It's beautiful.
She found Frank, got it to Stelzer, who finds Gilbert.
Come
right
on,
wing for three. That's off the rim, no good. Stelzer briefly had the offensive rebound, but now Reedsburg comes away with it. That's Casey, or Meister, I should say. And Meister is fouled.
Bianca Brown is going to pick up her second.
They got Brown with that one.
Yep.
Casey checks back in, replacing Meister.
They had some options on who they could call for that one.
Purfoy at the controls for the Reedsburg offense. She's on the dribble, looking to get all the way, and she does. Scoring on a dribble drive and drawing a foul, an and-one opportunity for the freshman, Hayden Purfoy.
It's her second bucket of the night, so she has 4 points. Stelzer picks up her second foul.
Reedsburg 56, Baraboo 30. We're under 13 minutes to go. Free throw is no good, but there's a rebound by Mykonowicz. However, it's stolen away by Caitlin Frank. She's being hounded at the baseline and picks up a foul. They're going to get Casey for that one. And on the inbound, there's a loose ball. Tipped away. Baraboo's going to keep it as it's tipped out of bounds.